I'm just going to read a little introduction to our Bible reading this morning. And this is how Gary Neil Hansen imagined it may have happened, how Jesus responded to what was going on. So one day, Jesus was getting ready to take his friends into the town to heal people and help them. Just then, Peter, James and John came up to him. They got big grins on their faces and they got some papers in their hands. "Good news," said Peter. "We've got a plan." "Yeah," said James. "It's a great plan." "Yeah," said John. "You don't need to worry a bit. We've got it covered." Thought Jesus. "Wonder. Tell me, what's this plan all about?" "It's about the kingdom of God," said Peter. "We've been in the fishing business a long time, and now we're in the kingdom business. You need a business plan." "I see," said Jesus. But Peter was on a bit of a roll here. "You always say the kingdom of God is near. Well, we've got our plan to help it bring it right here. We've got our own strategic plan just to make sure it works." And he got all his papers out and started to unroll them and explain his strategic plan. "Yeah," said James. "Right here, right now. It's a really good plan." "Yeah," said John. "Bring it on." And all three of them laughed and gave each other high fives because they'd got this cracking plan as to how it was going to work. Jesus looked at them. His brow crinkled up. He wasn't exactly smiling. And actually, he looked rather worried. "Okay, tell me," Jesus said. "What do you think you can do to bring that?" No, don't tell me. "I've got an idea. I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you what the kingdom of God is really like." Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is not so much like a business, it's more like a farm." "A farm," they said. They looked rather disappointed. "Yeah," said Jesus. "A farmer takes his bag of seed out to his field. He scatters it on the ground. Do you know what he does then?" "No, I'm a fisherman," said Peter. "What?" "He goes back to his house," Jesus said. "He goes to bed. He gets up and does other things. Days and days go by. God sends the rain to water the field. God sends the sunshine to warm the soil. And after a while, when the plant grows a full head of grain, the farmer, well, he harvests the grain." "Well, how does that happen?" asked James. "How does it grow?" "The farmer doesn't know," said Jesus. "Only God knows, but it happens." "Doesn't the farmer have something to do?" asked John. "Can't he make it grow faster or bigger, or doesn't he have a plan to make it happen?" "No," said Jesus. "The farmer's job is to plant the seed and wait. It is God that does the growing." "Well, that sounds boring," said Peter. Jesus said, "Actually, planting seed takes a lot of work, and watching plants grow is really interesting. Amazing things happen once you've planted a seed." "What sort of things?" asked John. "Think about a mustard seed," said Jesus. "It's so tiny, but..." Hang on a minute. That's what he thought. Whether that's how it came about, I don't know. But this is what it says in scriptures. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33. This is what Jesus said. He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it's the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it's the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches." He then told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 30 kilograms of flour until it worked all through the dough. Very short passage, just those few verses about what the kingdom of God is like. I must admit, I doubt many of you have discussions at home about mustard seeds. That's not one of our topics of conversation. Have we talked about it much this week? No, it doesn't really. But Jesus was just trying to pick out things that people understood. The people would know what a mustard seed is when he talked about it. It's something really small. I did a bit of a Google and it said a black mustard seed was quite tiny and seemingly insignificant. It says they're about 1 to 2 millimetres in diameter. And it would take 21,000 of these mustard seeds to equal an ounce. So that's how small we're talking about. Sorry, it's in old money. I didn't bother doing it in grams and whatever. In an ounce, I can understand that. But and I didn't bring any because I thought if I dropped them, you wouldn't be able to see them. And if I put it on my finger, you wouldn't be able to see it. So, but the people that Jesus was talking to, the farmers or the people around, would have a general gist of what is he talking about, the things he's talking about. Something so small would grow into something big, and it said that the trees would probably grow to 8-9 foot tall. And the women that were listening, well, they probably weren't into farming and all that, but they would probably used to cooking and how dough works. So the two parables were things that both the men and the women could relate to. Something that Jesus saw and used, something in common, something small could do so much, grows into something big. And then those bits started with the kingdom of heaven is like. Well, I'm going to hand over Chris in a minute and he's going to expand on that about what the kingdom of God is like and what Jesus was trying to say to the people around.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, James. Great little reflection on how this might have come about. Good morning, everyone. Great to see you all. It's lovely to be back amongst you. Today, we're reflecting on these two short parables that Jesus tells in Matthew 13. They are really short, aren't they? But don't they pack a powerful message and one that is so relevant to us in our lives right now? About small things that bring about enormous transformation. Thanks, Ed. Right, here we go. So what is the kingdom of God like? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, though it's the smallest of all the seeds, yet it grows. It is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast. A woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour. 60 pounds of flour. Until it worked all through the dough. So let's pause here. Jesus is describing the kingdom of heaven not with thunder or spectacles, but with smallness. A tiny seed, a pinch of yeast. These are humble, almost invisible beginnings, and yet they lead to transformation. Remember, the kingdom of heaven refers to the realm where God's rule is fully accepted. Yeah? So it starts right here, right now, amongst us, where we accept his rule over our lives. The kingdom of God is coming. This is what he's talking about, the way that that kingdom rule comes. The mustard seed, it starts by being buried in the soil, almost forgotten. But over time, it grows into a tree that offers shelter to birds. That's a picture of the church, isn't it? A reminder of the impact of a few fishermen and tax collectors. And now it spans continents. Think about how that church has impacted lives. The first free schools, were built by the church. the first free hospitals were built by the church. The first orphanages were built by the church. Why? Because Christians are better people than the other pagans? No. Because the kingdom of God was coming. And God has a view on the sick. He has a view on those who have no knowledge. He has a view on those who are orphans. And when the kingdom of God comes in, he meets their need. And he brings what they need. What an amazing thing the kingdom of God is. Through a few fishermen and tax collectors. It's also a reminder of the impact of small churches. I think we probably class as a small church now. We are under 50, which is what they class as a small church. Most churches around the world now and through history have been less than 50 people. Just reflect on that for a moment. If your model of church is big church, and that's what you're aspiring to, that is not what the church has been through most of history and is not what it is around most of the world right now. God's usual way of doing church is just like this. Enough people that we can support one another and have all the gifts together, but we can actually all know each other. I know every one of you in here, and you know me. You know that I'm not perfect, not even close to. And I know you, and I know you're not perfect either. We know each other, we love one another, we grow together because we're in that small family together. So this is God's kingdom plan, small churches. Yet the church is God's chosen vehicle to model the coming of his kingdom to the world and to make disciples of all nations. You might not like his plan. You might have a better plan like Peter, James and John apparently had. But this is God's plan. This, you are God's plan. It's, I think, also a picture of our own faith journeys, isn't it? That small seed that grows. It begins with a whisper of belief and then grows into a life that can offer refuge to others. You began to reflect on that last week as you thought about your faith journey and shared with one another how that came about. And there may have been one or two of you there that had a vision of a holy angel and flaming fire that said, "Repent!" But most of you, it probably started with some annoying thing that somebody said to you and you sort of chewed on it for a while. And slowly you came to the point of thinking, actually, I need to do something about that. Or it came out of their parents that talked about their own faith, and you didn't sort of have a sit-down talk with them where one day they said, "You need to come to Jesus." But you just slowly came to Jesus. A small thing. But hasn't that faith made a difference in your lives now? Let me ask that question again. Hasn't that faith made a difference in your lives now? Yes, it has. Good. Yes, 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 that's good. Good. Just for anybody watching online that's wondering whether it really has made any difference. So it's a bit of a picture of our own faith journey. But I also think it's no coincidence that Jesus uses the same image, the mustard seed, for our faith as he does for the kingdom of God. So we need faith as small as a mustard seed. For the kingdom of God to come, it's like a mustard seed. It's like faith in action. I think there's something significant going on there. So I wonder what mustard seeds God has planted in your life. A conversation, a prayer, a moment of his grace. Don't underestimate them. Maybe even in the last week, there's been a word of scripture or an act of kindness, something that God has planted in your heart. Let it grow. Let that grow and respond to it. Maybe you have been that seed into somebody else's life. These things might be the beginning of something that will one day provide shade for many. What about yeast? Works invisibly. Anybody actually see an individual yeast cell? tiny. You really need a microscope to be able to see a yeast cell. You can't see it. But you can see it affects. So if you put the dough in the bowl with the yeast, you put your damp cloth over the top and you put it in the airing cupboard. This is the old school way of doing it. Not any of your bread making nonsense, yeah? And then it's, you go back to it a few hours later and the thing's like it's alive. It's growing out of the bowl and pushing the cloth off and it's stuck to the tea towel and all of that happens, doesn't it? Because it has such an impact. And I stressed, didn't I? Tiny pinch of yeast. And the Bible passage says 60 pounds of flour. That's a big loaf. That's probably 60 loaves, isn't it? 60 pounds of flour. So that Jesus is emphasizing that it a tiny amount spreads through a huge amount of flour and still has an impact. Hold on to that. Let the Spirit put that into your heart. Just think of how that tiny bit of yeast has such a dramatic effect. Transforming, I mean, anybody would like a spoonful of flour? Like to, you know, big... It'd be horrible, wouldn't it? But the yeast, bit of cooking, transforms it into something that, well, actually, you're probably looking at that right now thinking, oh, I could just eat a bit of that. Apart from the gluten-free people, I know they won't be eating it, but you probably would love to, but there you are. But what a transformation it brings about. So it brings that inner working. This is the inner working of the Holy Spirit that brings transformation in our lives. The kingdom isn't just about external growth. It's also about that internal transformation. So the tree is visible outwards, but this internal thing is something hidden that goes on inside of us. The yeast of grace works through our hearts, our habits, and our relationships. The kingdom isn't just about personal holiness. It permeates everything. So it's not just about our own piety relationship with God. It goes through everything. Our workplaces, our families, our communities. And just as Jesus used the mustard seed twice, he uses yeast twice. Anybody remember what the other thing he uses yeast as? Yeah, which is sin. In just the same way that the kingdom of God grows through everything and transforms everything in the hidden places, so sin, the opposite of the kingdom of God, rebellion against God, his rule not coming, affects every part of our life, our community, our families, and our workplace. Everything is affected by what you think is hidden. But it actually impacts all of those different places. So how do we respond to this? Well, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Whether it's a new ministry, a quiet act of kindness, or a prayer that feels weak, or a small church. God delights in starting small. In the prayer time, as we gathered this morning, I was thinking about how that phrase, do not despise the day of small beginnings, came from when they were rebuilding the temple. And it was a pitiful temple compared with what they were replacing, you know, what had been destroyed. And all they put down was one foundation stone, one little rock. And the prophet says, rejoice over that little rock because it's pointing towards what's coming. And I felt what God was saying is, you've got to rejoice over the small beginnings in your life. The kingdom of God has come in you. It's come in us. The kingdom of God is coming. And when it comes fully, what an amazing thing it's going to be. But we don't have to wait until then. We can rejoice over that little rock because it's come into Burwell. It's come right into your life. The kingdom of God is here amongst us. So we got to trust the hidden work. We don't always see the immediate fruit, do we? There's a pattern that's worked out in my ministry over many years now, 25 odd years, and this is what I see. I sow in one place and I reap from somewhere completely different. You know, we work really hard at one thing in church life, And suddenly people walk in the door from somewhere else we've had nothing to do with. And we're seeing no fruit over here. We put all the work in. I think God just does it like that. One man sows, another man reaps. And that's the pattern that I see. It isn't that nobody's sown into their life. Somebody else has. And other people benefit from what we sow that then go somewhere else. God is great. His ways of doing things are different to ours, aren't they? But this, better believe this is true. If you don't sow, you won't reap. The fact that you don't reap from where you sow doesn't matter. You have to keep sowing. But oftentimes we don't see the immediate fruit. The Spirit is still active like the yeast in the dough. Even when we don't see it, he's working. Does that remind you of a song? Even when we don't see it, he's working. Even when we don't feel it, he's still working. The yeast, you put it in, and if you look at it straight away, you think, well, that hasn't worked. Now, if you're a chemist, you sort of want reactions to go a bit quicker than that. You want a bit of a catalyst to get things going. You know, leave it for a few hours. We haven't got hours. Why doesn't the bread just rise? It takes time. It takes time. And so the kingdom of God comes slowly. Slowly, you know, soon. That word of Jesus, soon. The kingdom of God is coming soon. Well, it is coming. But 2,000 years on, it's still working as yeast in dough. Slowly. We can be contagious. I'm gonna, and I mean this in a positive sense. There was a course once by, I think it was Bill Hybels, who called it contagious Christianity. Just basically gossiping the gospel, letting what God's doing in your life affect other people and telling them what God's doing in your life. Allowing that yeast to spread into the rest of the dough. Let that kingdom work through you, not just in church, but in every corner of life. So the kingdom of heaven is not a bulldozer, it's a seed. It's not an atomic bomb, it's yeast. But give it time and it will change everything. Anybody ever seen when you've laid a nice concrete path and the dandelion will grow through the concrete? A tiny that will float on the wind seed has the power to break concrete. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is at work in you. Concrete is no barrier to you because God's Spirit is at work in you. So let's be people who plant seeds and spread the yeast. Let's trust that God is growing something beautiful even when we can't see it yet. It struck me that God wasn't in the earthquake, the wind, or the fire. Of course, he caused the earthquake, the wind, and the fire, but he wasn't fully revealed in those. He was most fully revealed in the still small voice, in the whisper. The kingdom of God is like a whisper. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the seeds that you've planted in our lives. And as we seek to respond to you now, we pray, Holy Spirit, take this holy moment and make it another moment of transformation where your kingdom comes in a fresh wave in our lives today. We ask it for Jesus' sake and for your glory. Amen.